kind of stand this morning, Clark? And then without further ado, we are going to go into the Word of the Lord this morning. Amen. And let the Lord speak to our hearts. Your pastor has asked me today to speak to you on the subject of faith promise and trusting in the Lord. We have heard so many good things about trusting in the Lord today. This is tremendous Sunday school session that we have. And today I want to invite you to open your Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. Book of Hebrews, chapter 6. And we are going to read from verse 13. Amen. Praise the Lord. I understand that this church is well familiar with the faith promise concept. But as an introduction, I want to go in and speak about some things in the Word of the Lord, and let the Lord charge our faith here today. Amen. Praise God. There are great things for God's people as they endeavor to learn to live in faith in the promises of God. Amen. The Bible, in fact, tells us that it is necessary. It comes across to us as imperative that those that love the Lord, that follow after God's truth, they must live by faith. Amen. Amen. And that means that we are thrust into situations which demand of us that we give a display, a show of faith. Amen. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthian church, said, "I came not to you with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God." Amen. Apostle Peter, later on in the book of Peter, wrote and said that we have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. That what? That we would show forth the praises of him that has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. The way that we show, amen, the power of our God is living a life of faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I'm gonna endeavor to drive that home today, and I pray today that you will open your heart. How many of you today, amen, before the Lord will open your heart and let the Word of God speak to you and challenge your life? Amen. Raise your hand this morning. Amen. Let the Lord challenge you today as you endeavor to hear the Word of God being preached. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13. "For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured," speaking of Abraham, "he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife." What the writer of Hebrews is saying that men, when they give an oath, it's settled. What the author is saying is that God, having given us not only a promise, but also an oath that he would fulfill the promise, let it be settled. Amen. Let it be settled with us. Amen. And he says that by two immutable or two unchangeable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Amen. What are these things? These two things are, first of all, the promise and then the oath. We might have a strong consolation or comfort who have chosen, amen, and I'm inserting that word, we have chosen to flee for refuge, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you may question, amen, the fact that I am inserting the word, I say chosen, amen, I am saying because it is a choice that we make, amen, to flee to the Lord and to trust in God, amen. God doesn't force it on us. It's because we choose, amen. Today I choose to believe believe in the promise of God. Amen. Whose report will you believe? Amen. I choose today to believe in the promise of God. Amen. Let's ask the Lord to speak to our heart. I want to read yet verse 19. It says, which hope we have as what as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's let the Lord speak to our hearts today through his word. Lord Jesus, today we have read the anointed word of God, your precious word. And Lord, I pray today that this word would go forth with anointing, with authority into the hearts of your people, dear God. Lord, that we can rise to the challenge to live a life of faith and confidence in thee, I pray. In the name of the Lord, we are thankful today for your word. Lord Jesus, charge us today, encourage us today. Lord, increase our faith, we ask you, Lord, for faith, oh God, comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Let faith be increased in our hearts, in Jesus' name, and everybody say amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated, and I do want to ask our ushers today if they would step in among the people and would distribute, amen, to each person or each family according to the directions, instructions your pastor has given you. Distribute these cards, commitment cards that we are going to be talking about in just a few minutes. But as you receive those, I do ask you that you focus your attention on what I have to say this morning on the Word of God. Let the Word today bring a challenge to your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I do encourage you to keep your Bible on your lap, amen, and confer the scriptures in the Word of God, amen. Our God is a faithful God, amen. Not only is he able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, but 1 Thessalonians 5 and 24 says, faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. Amen. Who will also do it. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know that we are living in a financial crisis here in the United States of America, like we've never seen in a long, long time. Amen. But nevertheless, it is a time for God's people to live a life of faith and confidence in the Word of God, knowing that God will do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe it's time for us as husbands, for us as wives, amen, that we would look to our husband or wife and say, God is going to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It may be that your wife has come and has said, you know what, I don't know how we're going to pay the bill. I don't know how we're going to do this. I don't know how it's going to be done. Amen. Church, amen. Husband, it's time that you look into your wife's eyes and say, honey, amen, I don't know either how God's going to do it, but I know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. The power that is at work in us, church, is the measure of faith that God has put within each and every one of us. Amen. According to Romans 12 and verse 3, he has placed in us the measure of faith. Amen. There is a measure of faith within us. That is the power, amen, that is working within us. It is a power, amen, at work, that if we will let it rise in our hearts, if we will put it to work, amen, it will do, amen, miracles in our lives. Amen. Sister, wife, it is possible that you need to look at your husband. Amen. In a time of despair. Sometimes us, we husbands, Amen. You become kind of desperate when things get out of control. And can I have an amen from the sisters? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, sister. It may be necessary for you to look at your husband and say, husband, amen, God is going to do it. Amen. God is going to. Brother woman, what are you saying? I'm saying that God's people must become a people of faith. God's people must become a people of confidence in the promises of God. God's people must become a people, amen, that can speak out, amen, in the face of adversity, praise the Lord, words of faith. As Pastor said here today, Abraham, amen, speaking to his son, son, yes, we have the fire. Yes, we have the wood. Amen. God is going to supply the sacrifice. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then Abraham turns to his servants and he said, the boy and I and the boy, we shall return. Amen. God had told him, listen, you're going to take your boy and you're going to sacrifice him to me. Amen. But Abraham knew that God was going to supply a sacrifice. And he turned to his servants and he said, me and the boy and myself, we are going to return to you again. Hallelujah. Oh yes, those are words of faith. David looked into the eyes of Saul, the great king of Israel, and said to King Saul, he said, you know what, Saul? He said, there was a time that, and you know what, these are times that we need to have some milestones in our lives. You may want to reflect right now back to the times that God healed your body, that God brought into your life a miracle, a financial miracle, or some type of a miracle into your life. And we need to set those things up in our lives as milestones in our lives, as stones of memory. Amen. Samuel, in the book of Samuel, chapter 7, and verse 14, and 13, 14, and so and such. Amen. Through verse 21, 22, we find the story of Samuel setting up, amen, a stone, and he called it Ebenezer. Amen. That stone, meaning hitherto or up until this point, the Lord has helped us. Amen. It was not only a stone to remember of things past, but it was a stone to remember that if God had helped me till now, if God has helped me to this point, if God has helped me up to this point, this time, then surely God will help me into the future. David stood before King Saul, and he said, Saul, there was a day that a lion came against my father's sheep and took one of my father's sheep. I grabbed it by his beard, and I killed it, and I delivered my father's sheep. He said, you see, he's perfect. He remembered the things that God has done. But we need to remember the things that God has done. We need to remember, church, the sins that the Lord has forgiven in our lives. Oh, Brother Walmer, I don't even want to remember those things. I understand. But we need to remember the mercies of God. We need to remember the grace of God, the miracle. Amen. The great miracle of the fact that we are seated here. We are seated here today. We are here today as a miracle of God. On that bear, and I killed that bear. I grabbed it, and I tore it asunder, and I delivered my father's sheep. Oh, man, what a story! And then David looked into the eyes of King Saul, and then knowing that Goliath was just outside, down in the valley, and as the Lord did, but he could see. Amen. Why? Because God is going to do it. But Brother Walmer, I don't understand now. You don't have to understand. Amen. You don't have to understand the ways of God. You cannot understand the ways of God. They are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Amen. We cannot comprehend them or reach. Amen. But faithfulness is one of the characteristics of God's ethical nature. It denotes the firm his relations with men, especially with his people. God is truth and unchanging. Amen. And see, we spoke today, we read today of two immutable, two unchangeable things. That is the promise, and that is the oath. And God gave an oath to Abraham, surely blessing, I will bless thee. Amen. When God wanted to give, it said in verse 13, but when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by nothing greater. You know why he couldn't swear by anything greater? Because there's nothing greater than God. Then he swore of himself. Surely blessing, I will bless thee. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And multiplying, I will multiply thee. Let me tell you something, church. God desires to multiply. God desires to be successful and prosperous. Amen. God, but God also demands, amen, that we live a life of faith and confidence in him. He is truth and he is the same. James 1 and 17 said, for every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. For coming down with the Father of life, with whom can be no variation, neither shadow that is cast by turns. Amen. God is not only because he is really God, in contrast to all that is not God, but also because he is constant and faithful in keeping his promises, and is therefore worthy of trust. Why is that? Because we have the surety of God's promises. Amen. Amen. The surety of God's promises. Amen. And praise the Lord. And I spoke of all of those things that are not God. Amen. We could speak of the money, the affluence, the success, the beauty. Amen. Yes. They demand, amen, attention in our lives. But I pray today that you will put your trust not in affluence, not in money, not in success, not in your personal beauty, but that you will put, amen, your confidence, amen, in the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the promises, in the great exceeding promises, amen, of God's word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Trust. It is a relationship of reliance. It is dependence upon the same thing in the future. It is hope. I can put my trust in the Lord. Praise God. 1,500. God said, if you will. Amen. In other words, if you take the first step, God will then meet you at the point of your need. You know what, having, and as we have heard here this morning, so eloquent, a need is not a bad. In fact, as Christian men and women, as believers in Jesus Christ and his promises, having a need, a situation in our lives, really presents a great opportunity for God to show his power and manifest his faithfulness. And so God says, if you will, I will. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if we determine to believe in the promises of God, if we determine to live out promises of God, speaking of the promises of God, and then speaking in faith as Abraham did, as David did, as that woman with the issue of blood did. You may know the story. She went to see Jesus. She had spent all she had. She had no money. She had no money to, no more resources, amen, to find other doctors, to find other solutions in her life. And she said, I'm going to go to Jesus. And when she went to Jesus, there was a great multitude around him that she could not see him. But she said to herself, she said, if I just touch the hem of his garment, amen, I will be made whole. And so she began to make her way in and among those people. I believe that she began, amen, to push those people aside. Amen. She began to crawl on her hands and knees, pushing them. I'm just going to touch the hem of his garment. Yes. And she went to Jesus, and she stretched out her hand, and she touched his clothing. And she was instantly.
$750
and then turned around and gave him a $300 bonus. amen, faith, and that's how faith promise works. Faith promise works, amen, like, Lord, if you will supply, I will give it, amen. In other words, what we are saying, Lord, I am going to be a faithful steward. I am going to administrate my funds with fear and trembling. I am going to give accordingly to the work of the Lord. Amen. And so when Jonathan made that pledge, God also saw it. Amen. God saw the need. God saw the situation. And he said, you know what, Jonathan? Amen. We are going to supply for you. And the Lord supplied for Jonathan. Amen. Why is that? Because you cannot outgive the Lord. Hallelujah. You cannot outgive God, amen, when you put your faith and your confidence in him. Today you have in your hands, a commitment card. And I know that each and every one of you are familiar with this. I'm going to ask you to take this card in your hand today and fill it in with your name and your mailing address, the city, your zip code. That's on the right-hand side of the commitment card. And then on the other side, I'm going to ask you to take a look at some different things that we have there on that commitment card. Amen. The first item there that we have is stewardship. Stewardship. What I'm going to ask you here today is that you would begin to think about your stewardship and what you could give by administrating your own funds. What amount could you give to the work of the Lord? Now, faith promise, this faith promise monthly offering is an offering that is used to support your missionary families that this church supports around the world. Amen. Brother, myself, and my wife, who are missionaries, and we certainly hope that this church will join with us as partners of this church to help us in our work there in South America as we endeavor to plant churches, as we endeavor to train workers in our four Bible schools that we have left to the world, and as we endeavor to open new work and mentor the work of the Lord throughout that entire country. Amen. And so, as you give monthly, amen, through this faith promise, your pastor is able to make commitments to different missionary families and different projects, amen, around the world to give into these projects so that the work of the Lord can continue and the gospel of the Lord, the gospel of Jesus Christ, can be taken into all the world, amen, before the coming of the Lord. Amen. That is the commission of the church, because Jesus said, go ye into what? All the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. Brother Walmer, what is my commitment, or what is my responsibility with those over in other worlds, in other lands? Amen. Well, the gospel makes us responsible because it tells us to take the gospel into all the world. Amen. What are you doing, amen, to fulfill the commission of Jesus Christ? Amen. My wife and I, we are very much involved in faith promise giving. In fact, my wife and I, we live a life of faith. Amen. As your pastor said, as we travel among the churches here in the United States, we are not on salary. We don't receive any salary from our headquarters church. We depend exclusively from the offerings that we receive in each and every church that we visit. If we do not have churches or church services, then we do not have income. Amen. We depend on the services in the churches that we visit to receive that offering, and that offering becomes our monthly support. Amen. But nevertheless, my wife and I support or are engaged with six missionary families around the world. We support six missionary families, amen, in different parts of the world because we believe in the Partners in Missions program and in faith promise. And church, I can tell you, God supplies for us every single time. Amen. I don't go to bed worrying. I don't go to bed worrying and fretting. Amen. Because I know that God will supply. Praise the Lord. So what I'm preaching to you today, amen, is something that I am endeavoring to live in confidence in the word and in the promise of God as I endeavor to preach it and teach it to you today. Amen. So as you consider that stewardship, what would you be able to give, amen, from your own stewardship as you consider giving into the work of God? Amen. This is your fair share. Now, the second part there is sacrifice. And this is where we want to give beyond our comfort zone in thanks to God for his goodness. And it's here that I want to ask you, what can you give up in order to give more to the work of God? So it may be a meal at a restaurant, at a fast food, a lunch, one day a week, and you would take those $10 or $12, whatever you spend, and that you would reserve that to give to missions. Amen. Well, I want to invite you to place that, to put that on the second line that says sacrifice. Amen. Whatever amount that would be. And then we come down to the word faith. And it is here that we're going to launch our faith before the Lord. Living beyond our own ability requires that we exercise faith in God, amen, to make the way and to provide the funds. Can somebody say amen? Praise the Lord. The Bible says that without faith, it is in what? It is impossible to please God. I want to encourage you today to believe and to trust in the Lord and to make a commitment. And this is where we are going to say, Lord, if you will supply, Lord, if you will supply this amount, I will bring it to the store and I will give. You know what happens to me? Is that if God consecrates you, I have seen people make these commitments, and they have tremendous miracles in their life. As they have seen within just days, they have stopped and built up the back to the. It is very possible that those that are here today could start to talk of the miracle, amen, that God has done in your life as you have chosen to give the work of the Lord, amen, through faith prophets. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to challenge you to do this. You're going to see miracles. So, amen. Miracles of healing in your own body. It's possible that you need a healing today. My son's pastor, his wife, Sister Amy, they wanted to have another child. She could not become pregnant. Amen. They made a commitment to the Lord to give a certain amount. Amen. They said, God, if you will supply this, we will give it. Amen. And when they made that commitment, within a couple weeks, amen, she was pregnant. And today they are holding their beautiful baby boy, Lucas, in her hand. It is a result of God's touch in her body. Amen. Because of their willingness to have faith in the promises of God. So it's not only financial, but it is also physical in our bodies, amen, where God will operate and touch our lives, amen, as we begin to believe and to trust in the promises of God. So what I want you to do right now, amen, is if you would add those three lines up, the stewardship, the sacrifice, and the faith, if you would add those three, 1, 2, 3, sacrifice or stewardship, sacrifice, and faith, and put the total amount on the bottom line, amen. And then if you would just take that amount, that total amount, and transport it over to the last line on the other side, amen, where it says my monthly commitment, amen, and this is going to be the total amount of your monthly commitment. And what you're saying is, if God will support, I will give it to the Lord, amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us, seek ye first his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Would you stand to your feet today? Praise the Lord. Amen. How does the Bible tell us to give? Amen. The Bible tells us, give, and it shall be given unto you. How will it be given to you? Good measure. Can we put that scripture up on the screen today? That is Luke 6:31. Amen. Give, and it shall be given unto you. I'm going to wait for it to come up on the screen. Amen. How will it be given? Good measure. Say it with me today. Press, good measure. Press down. Shake it together. Run it over. Shall men give into your bosom. Amen. Praise the Lord. For the same measure that ye know it, or the measure that you use, shall be measured to you again. Amen. That's the principle of God's word. Whatever you use to give to the kingdom of God, he will take that same measure and he will put a good measure in it. He will press it down. He will shake it together. He will make it run over. And then he will hand it back to you. Amen. You can never outgive the Lord. He will supply your every need. He will feed your soul. He will feed your life. He will feed you. He will supply for you. Amen. And so as we choose to give cheerfully, as we choose to give willfully, as we choose to give regularly, as we choose to give liberally and sacrificially, as we choose today to give by faith, I want to encourage you to step out of your seat. Would you take this in hand today? Would you take this in your hand? Mother, father, would you take this in your hand today, and would you come with your family to this altar this morning? Amen. Come, step out of your seat and come as a church family. Come to this altar this morning. And we're going to lay these before the Lord. We're going to deposit them. I need a couple of offering plates here on the altar. Amen. Where we can deposit these slips of paper. And we're going to make a commitment service here. We're going to pray and we're going to dedicate our finances and our lives to the Lord. Amen. We have an offering plate on the left. We need one for the right. Amen. Quickly here this morning. We've got one here on the right. Amen. Thank you so much, brethren. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, church, let us step out of our seats right now. And let's come to this altar. Amen. As a church body, as the church as a whole. Amen. Would you step out of your seat and would you come to the front? Just as a church, let's come to the front here today. Bring your commitment card. Young people, if you have a commitment card, bring it also with you. Amen. Deposit it here today. Let's stand before the Lord. Let's raise our hands before God. Amen. Let's pray. Let's dedicate our lives to the Lord this morning. Amen. Let's dedicate our finances. Amen. Let's put ourselves under God's blessings this morning. Praise the Lord. Jesus, we thank you. We bless your name and we magnify thee. Lord, for the opportunity to become a part of the work of God around the world. Jesus, to give to your storehouse. Lord Jesus, raise your hands this morning, saints. Amen, church. Amen, saints of God. Amen, if you have a commitment card or if you don't, I'm just going to ask you to come. Amen, to the altar this morning. Amen, come to this altar this morning, young people. Amen, stand here in this altar this morning and raise your hands and worship the Lord and let God minister to your life this morning. Let God speak to you. Reach for the Lord. Reach for him this morning. Amen. Reach for God this morning, we ask you. In the name of Jesus, raise your hands. Worship him this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and faithfulness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness in my life. For the blessings, O Lord, that you have given us. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We worship you today. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. promises.
I am alive.
But he only gave one prayer request. The prayer request that Jesus gave was this. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest would send forth the laborers into his house. Amen. Sister Walmer was called to be a missionary when she was 8 years of age. Amen. God could call somebody in this service this morning. God could speak to a young person here today that needs direction for your life. You're trying to lay out.